in the world we live. Balance is the key to success. Emotional balance, spiritual balance, in our relationships, because we all have diverse responsibilities. And beyond our responsibilities, we have so many temptations and fears, attractions and aversions. Krishna tells in Gita that the whole creation is built upon dualities, honor, dishonor, pleasure, pain, happiness, distress, success, failure, victory, defeat, high, low, heat, cold. Birth, death, day, night, light, dark. On every level there are these dualities. And there's an all-pervading energy that constantly keeps these dualities in an ever-changing motion. That power is time, kala. Everything is being influenced at every moment by time. Therefore, nothing can be stable. It may appear to our very limited vision that something is stable. But actually, on a subtle level, everything is changing. And these dualities are constantly in a circular motion. You cannot enjoy honor without suffering dishonor. You cannot enjoy pleasure without suffering pain. That's the way the world works. And we cannot change the world in the sense of how it operates, but we could change our consciousness. And when collective people change their consciousness, we could change the culture of how we live in this world. Just like none of us, our scientists, our governments, our militaries, our college professors, can decide there will be no monsoon rain season in Mumbai. But we can learn how to live within the monsoon rain season and be happy, yes? We could have a nice roof over our house, and we could have enough internal fulfillment within our hearts that whether it rains or doesn't rain, we just deal with it and go on with our life. So the key to happiness, the key to success, the key to actual prosperity of human consciousness and values is not based on our changing the environment, but on changing ourselves individually and collectively. And then naturally, we actually have a very, very healthy, positive contribution to the environment. But this can only be done effectively when we learn the art of balancing.